Good morning and welcome to Bali Baptist Church once again to our daily devotional here. It's Monday morning once again and thank you for joining with us. Over the past few weeks we've been looking at the words of Christ on the cross, and this morning I want us to look now at the words, the first words recorded of our resurrected Saviour, of the one who has risen from the dead. And as those words spoken to Mary Magdalene in the garden where the tomb was, outside the tomb as he meets Mary there. And the incident is recorded for us in John chapter 20. And I want us just to read some verses together. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, that's verse 11 starting there. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. They said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord. I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I'll take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren. Say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. We know the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Now, here we have the account of our Lord, our resurrected Lord. We have an account of his words to Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary Magdalene is a wonderful lady. We would, I think probably the first mention of her would be there in Luke chapter 8, when there's a list of the woman who would have attended to our Lord Jesus Christ and the disciples as they went about ministering while he was here upon earth. And she is mentioned there amongst those ladies, Mary Magdalene. And it says there, out of whom he had cast seven devils. She had been demon possessed. Her life had been a life of sin. And she had met the Lord, and the Lord had delivered her. And from that moment on, it seems as if Mary's life is devoted entirely to her Lord. What a wonderful example Mary is to each and every one of us. Might we maybe not have all sunk into the depths of sin that Mary had? I don't know what her life was like, but being demon-possessed must have been a terrible thing. Maybe we haven't been as far down as that. But all the same, we were born in sin. And we were on our way just to the same lost hell. And the Lord has saved us by his grace, just as he saved Mary by his grace. And he has saved you and me. And dear child of God, our lives ought to be a life of devotion. Like Mary Magdalene's. Mary Magdalene's life was a life of devotion. She's at the cross. You find her there. She's mentioned in John chapter 19, verse 25, amongst the ladies who were at the cross. We find her there. And in the first verse of the chapter we were reading there, in chapter 20, the first verse tells us that she was the first to the tomb because she was there before daybreak. She was there while it was yet dark. She came to the sepulchre while it was still dark, to find the body of the Lord and to anoint it properly for burial. It had been hastily started a few days earlier by Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. But this was going to be the ladies had decided they were coming with the proper spices to anoint the body and to prepare it for burial. And she comes to the tomb. And she stoops down and looks in. The stone's rolled away. And there's no body there. Body's gone. There's two angels there who ask her the question, "Woman, why weepest thou?" Mary's heartbroken. Mary's weeping her way to the sepulchre, in the sepulchre. She's weeping. She has probably wept since the day of crucifixion, such was her devotion and love for her Lord. But you know, she turns away from the sepulchre. And as she turns away, she turns her back on the sepulchre and she looks and she sees a figure standing. And you know, she thinks it's the gardener. And people say, well, why did she not know? She'd been with her Lord for all those years. And I mean, how did she not know it was the Lord? Well, think of it this way. It's still not proper daylight. She's been weeping. Maybe for days she has been crying and she's still weeping. And she's heartbroken. And she sees a figure in the distance. And she's looking for a dead body. And she sees a living body, as it were, standing at a short distance away. And in her confusion, she thinks it's the gardener. And the gardener asks her the same questions, "Woman, why weepest thou? Who are you looking for?" And she tells him. She says, "Tell me where you took him and I'll go and get him." And then those beautiful words, or that beautiful word, as he spoke, to her and he says, "Mary." I knew, I believe it was in such a tender, gentle tone that instantly she recognizes her Lord. Your brother and sister, many of us have been in situations similar. Life's events have us in confusion. And our hearts are maybe breaking, or we're filled with confusion of thought and mind, and we can't see our Lord Jesus Christ, as it were, for all that's going on, and we wonder maybe, where is the Lord in all these things that's happening to me? Listen just for a second. See if you can't hear the voice of the Lord speaking sweetly to your soul. The Lord says, "I've never left you nor forsaken you." The Lord says to you, "Lo, I am with you always." The Lord says, "I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Hear those words of love as he speaks them to you. And Mary, that word Rabboni, master, they're words of surprise, yes, but they're words of joy and elation. She has lifted all the dread and all the fears and all the questions are gone. She meets afresh with the risen Lord. Maybe today there's confusion in your soul. Maybe today there's sorrow. Maybe today there's questions. And you think, why does God allow these things to happen? Why does God allow this to happen to me? You know, there's a lovely little hymn or gospel song, and it's, you all probably know it, but I just want to read the first verse to you in the chorus. It says, are your crosses too heavy to carry and burdens too heavy to bear? Are there heartaches and tears and anguish, and there's no one who seems to care? Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the friend who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. Oh, dear brother, dear sister, in the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your worries, in the midst of your cares, in the midst of your confusions, just look in the shadows and you'll find Jesus. And he cares. And he understands. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And that was Mary's consolation, because she had met and had seen and had heard the risen Lord. Just that one word brought peace and joy to Mary's soul. And of course, he gives her a commission to go and tell his brethren. That's a wonderful thing. We haven't time this morning to think about it, but here, if you want to think about it, just think about this. Now, I've been told, I haven't studied this for myself, but I've been told, as I read some of the commentaries, I've been told that this is the first time he calls them brethren. His disciples, he called them disciples before, he's called them friends before, but he's never called them brethren before. An interesting little thought there, an interesting little study for those who are that way inclined to think these things. He calls them brethren. Tell my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And Mary, it says there in verse 18, obeyed the commission. Oh dear brother and sister, today may you hear the Master's voice as he speaks words of comfort into your troubled soul. God bless you and be with you throughout this day. Amen.